Beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine, that is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. Deeply within the consciousness. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me, and it is in great joy that I come to abide with you this evening in your timing, as you have chosen once again to call me forth. Radiant light surrounds you, emanates from you, fills this room, fills even what you see as our Holy Mother, the Earth, and extends as far as you can imagine and farther. It has been a beautiful day, has it not? You have been out in what you call your nature. You have been out in the sunshine. You have been out in the beautiful fresh air, enjoying your creations, yes. And you paused to give thanks for what you have brought forth. It has been a wonderful day as I have watched you. Most wonderful day, for you have run the gamut of emotions. You have ascended and you have descended. Even within the same space of a few moments' time. But honor and respect to you, for indeed you have not stayed in the place of descent. You have come up out of that place, even as there were certain feelings that you held within yourself about what was going on or what might be happening. For all of you have touched in this day a certain place of old fear, whether you would label it as such or not, but a place of old fear. And yet you said, this is not truly me. I have heard message. I have heard the truth of my being. And even though I can feel certain old pattern, I do not claim it as my own any longer. Praise and honor to you. For it has taken, for many of you, lifetimes to come to a place of new choice, to come to a place where you have said, surely, there must be something more than what I am experiencing. I will arise up and return unto my Father. I will arise up and look for perhaps a bit of love, a bit of hope, a bit of something that goes beyond even the daily living. That is what I would speak with you in this evening. What in truth goes beyond the daily living? What abides? After you have had the life experience, what abides after that? What do you leave as a legacy? For all of you have been contemplating once in a while that perhaps you have completed certain stages of this lifetime. And perhaps there will be a time when you will be at a place of choosing to release the body. What will abide? You have asked yourself, what of me? Will I leave a mark of my passing? Will anyone know that I have been here? And separated ego has spoken to you that in truth, as it sees it, with small t, you have lived a certain drama But no biggie. The loved ones that you are close to, yes, they will remember you for a while. Separated ego has said, what you do here, you do in separation, you do in time, and things of time, temporal, are passing. And in time, everything that you have been, done, said, will be forgotten. And you have said, well, some of you have said, well, that's how it is. But others of you have said, but surely I leave a legacy. Even if it be just with friends who know that I have been a comfort, a support, I have been the sincere heart who wanted to help and who would offer a word of encouragement, a word of truth, revelation in time of need. You have said that there are ones that they will touch because I have touched them, and they will pass on a word of hope, of encouragement, because I spoke a word of hope and encouragement to them. And surely in that way I leave a legacy, and this is true. For every time you abide in love, every time you abide in light and lightheartedness, you leave a gift, and it is a legacy. But I would speak with you about how powerful that legacy is. For separated ego will speak to you that it is a mere lifetime. It is an individual lifetime. And that what you have done for your own awakening. What you have done to preserve your body, your lifetime, your personality. You have done to achieve certain goals that you have understood from society might be important to achieve. And separated ego will say, it is just a mere thing that you do. But I say unto you, it is no mere thing that you do. It is truly a legacy. It is truly a legacy, an ongoing legacy that you give. For every time you have chosen for the Christos, every time you have chosen to look upon something that has been an old pattern, a thorn perhaps, in a new way, you have uplifted the collective consciousness, and you have given light and hope and expanded vision to the collective consciousness, to the one with whom you were in relationship at that moment, if that's how it was. And it is as the ripples on the pond when you throw the stone into the middle of the smooth pond, and it extends outward and outward. In truth, what you are doing in these days that we spend together here, it is a legacy that you will leave. Already you have left vibration of happiness within this room. And ones who will come into this room after you have left to return to the dwelling places, if they be receptive, they will feel the joy that has been here, the love, the happiness of reunion, the happiness that says, I celebrate your being. And they may not know in what regard all of this applies to them, but they will feel a lightness, and they will go changed because you have been willing to be yourself. Capital F. You have been willing to be lighthearted and to be in love, happiness with other ones. But what we speak of in these days we are together, it is a powerful legacy, for you have decreed collectively, whether you knew it on a conscious level or not, you have decreed that you want to know, experience, reclaim ascension. You want to know and experience and reclaim the Christos of you, to connect once again with the true being. And as we have spoken in the last evening, all of you will ascend in some measure in these days. And it is a legacy that will be as the ripples on the pond, that will go out, first of all, transforming you. Because when you return to your dwelling places from this gathering, you will return not the person that you were when you came. You will return a new person, transformed, ascended in truth by the revelations which have come to you, by your willingness to entertain new revelations. We spoke last evening about the courage and the willingness that it took for all of you to make choice to do whatever you had to do to be here. There has been a driving force within you, a most divine force, that said, even if I cannot come for the whole 5 days of the gathering, I know that I must be there. And you have done whatever was necessary to be here, to bring the presence, your presence of love, to share it, and to touch others. And what you do is a wonderful legacy. What you are desiring to experience, and what has been verbalized by one in your midst, is the most powerful legacy of all. It is the legacy of the Christ, the Christos, which will not be denied, that will be reawakened, reclaimed, and relived as you are transformed from these days that we spend together. And it is a legacy which serves you, and a legacy which serves others, all others. For you have decided that you will awaken, you will claim once again all that you are, beginning with this point of focus of who you see yourself to be as individuality, and all of the abilities and talents and traits that you say make up you as an individual. And then you have opened the door to knowing more of your parts. And that is why you have come together into this gathering. It is to look upon all of the friends, ones whom you said could be strangers, and yet they aren't, and to claim all of those parts of you as the most miraculous beings that make up the greater self of you. For we have spoken that the bodies speak of separation. You see a boundary of body. And you say, well, this is me. I am contained within this body. You are there, I am here, and there is distance between us. And yet, in the last evening when we spoke of the spirit which activates the body, and how when the body is laid down, released, and you look upon that form, the lifeless form, you see quite clearly that it was the spirit that activated that body and has left that body. The spirit of you, the energy of you, the isness of the divine holy child is not separate. You feel each other's vibrations. Even within this density, even within this belief, you can walk into a room and you can feel if it is harmonious or if it is in constriction, confrontation, or even sadness. You may not know what has been said, but you can feel it. You walk into a room and you sense, because there is no separation, you sense what others are feeling. Emotion, that energy in motion. If you walk into a room where ones have been quite silly, quite happy, giddy, allowing themselves to be lighthearted, you feel yourself uplifted. You had the demonstration in this morning of laughter, contagious laughter, where you found yourselves laughing almost off of the chairs. And logical mind would say, but what is so funny? And yet you found yourself caught up in it, to the place where there were the bubbles, the giggles, and then the great belly laugh. Most blessed, the belly laugh. There is no separation. The spirit, even as you claim individuality and you claim individual soul, the spirit is not separate. The spirit is one. And you are claiming now all of those aspects of self. You look upon some of the friends and you say, well, I'm glad they are living that aspect of me, because I don't know if I would have courage to do that. I don't know if I would choose to do that. In fact, I know I wouldn't. You get into a bit of the judgment. And yet, at a deeper level, you are acknowledging that there I go as well. You are all as the most wonderful facets on the gemstone, thinking yourselves to be, as you will take a certain gemstone and you look at the different facets, and you will think yourself as a facet to be separate from others. And yet you are a polished part of the whole. Most wonderful. So as you will be in conversation with another one, look deep, as I have said many times, into their eyes. Behold the Christ, and behold yourself, an aspect of you. You may do that. You have already begun to do that with this grouping. And you may do that with others whom you meet as you are out on the certain walks, the certain activities of employment, wherever you go. Stop for a moment. Let the revelation wash over you that this is me. I am this other one. They are me as well. How wonderful this is. Celebrate even what you see to be the certain traits of personality, how they dress themselves, the raiment they may put on, how outlandishly I am when I am you. Or whatever. How outlandish I am when I allow myself to do things that I, as I see myself as individual, would be hesitant to do. And yet you do it, and I admire you for it. And that is a part of me. And you see how this grows until you begin to claim parts of the whole of you, no longer separate. At first you will begin claiming those parts that seem to be attractive. Then you move to the parts that you say are not so attractive. And I thank you, as you see the other one, for living that aspect of me. Because it is not a choice of what I want to do right now. And the sense of small self expands. Even in this grouping, you have many who have come from different locations. You have ones who are in different vocations. You have ones who have most wonderful talents. You will see some of those in the days to come. And you will admire and you will say how wonderful they wanted to get up and show me part of me that I didn't even know I had. And if I did know it, I might not show it. And you admire the courage. And you say, how wonderful I am not the small I that I see myself as the individual to be, but how wonderful I am. And you begin to expand the boundaries of what you have seen your personality, your individuality, to be. And that is a blessed space to be in. Because with that willingness, you throw open the door to knowing more and more of the self of you, capital S. Because when you move then, as you are willing to see in this one, myself, and how beautiful you are, and you take that within and you say, I must have that beauty as well, because there is no separation. And I am one with you. How beautiful I am. And I see this with another and another and another. And I admire courage, traits, abilities with ones I can see. Then you expand it to the unseen one. And what a wonderful realm of playground that is. So far, just barely touched upon. And it is a wealth of being that truly will transport you from what you have seen this small focus to be, with the blinders on, this small focus to be, to the place where you begin to see, to feel, to claim again the one self, and how truly wonderful, full of wonder, you are. That is what ascension is about. And you see, ascension has often been talked about in just one way of definition. The ascension of the body into light particles. Beam me up, Scotty. Why do you think you have had that as such a popular fiction, as it is called? It is because it is coming from within. Everything that you experience out there comes from within, within consciousness, within the spirit, the creative spirit of you. It is because within you there is this desire to be free of what you have believed, you individually and collectively, what you have believed to be the powers that control you. Even to the point of the laws, small l, of physicality. And so you watch a program which is called at this point the fantasy, the fiction, and you say, oh, how wonderful, beam me up, Scotty. Yes, allow all of my particles to be removed from this place and gone somewhere else in an instant. And you yet see it as being something that will be done by some technology, even within that fiction. But I ask of you, where does the technology come from? From within you, as creators, of course. So you are moving in a most wonderful wave of collective consciousness, leaving a legacy that is most powerful for ones who come after. You, so gathered in this room, have often been the ones who have been the way showers, the ones who have not been satisfied with whatever had already been established. In this realm, this dimension, this reality, and in other dimensions and realities as well, from before even time began. You were the ones, as a collective whole, a grouping, if you will call it that, a great soul grouping, who said, what else can we create? What can we bring forth? And there were energies, as you would see, a collective other grouping, great soul grouping, that said, why would we want anything more than what we are? But you have said, I want to know all that I can be. I want to know the next adventure. And then some of you have gotten here and you say, why did I ask for this? I have heard you. You have called to me and you have said, Jesua, did I really ask for this? Beloved friend and teacher, the one known as Judith, she asked me this from time to time quite often. Did I really ask for this? If I did, show me the contract. Where does it say? But you have been the way showers. You have been the adventurers. You have been the ones who have been on the crest of the wave. And the others, they would watch you to see what you were going to get into, going to see what you would bring forth and whether they wanted to follow in your footsteps, so to speak, or whether they would just watch, as on one of your far-viewing television dramas. There are many in the unseen realms who watch what you do. They tune in as you tune into your drama boxes, and you want to know what is new in those clean
soap operas.
Soap operas, yes, the clean ones. Yes, exactly. Yes. So they tune in. They watch what you do. But you have been ones who have not been satisfied. Even now, you seek out new ideas. You want the books, you want the ideas, the magnetic tape recordings, you want the speakers. You want to know, what else is there? I want to play with new ideas. And this is how it has been, in truth. I want to play with new ideas. But sometimes you have gotten so deeply involved in those new ideas that it no longer seemed to be play. It seemed to be serious, heavy drama. What you are desiring now as the legacy, you are desiring to come up out of that seriousness into the light, to know it for yourself and to leave it for the others who will follow after. For there are many upon this plane, in this day and time, who watch you. They may not tell it to you. Or if they do say anything to you, they often say, how strange you are. Why would you want anything more than the fastest vehicle, the newest technology, the largest dwelling place, the certain profession that brings you many golden coins? Why would you want anything more than that? And you say out of a truth which you have known, that is not fulfilling. I have been there, I have tried it. And you have. I want something more. So you have been seeking, questioning, reading, talking with one, wanting to know. It has been thus for eons of time with this certain soul grouping. And not all of the soul grouping is here in this room. There are more. Ones whom you have met who have not brought the bodies to this room, ones you have met already, others that you will meet in days to come. And there will be a knowing when you meet them. You will know that you have journeyed together. You will know that these are ones who have been willing to be the adventurers, to go into uncharted territory in order to make the charts, the maps, for others to follow. That is who you are. You are the ones who have been willing to play with new ideas, to move into the unknown, even though separated ego says, I don't want to go there. Not into the unknown. Please, I will abide here a bit longer in what is known, even if it is terribly uncomfortable. You've all been in that space. You have all sold your soul I speak there metaphorically, for in truth you cannot sell it, but you have all given over for a time being your peace for the certain comfort of discomfort because it was familiar. To the place finally where you have said, I cannot do this any longer. What else is there? And you have begun the ascent in truth. As there has been desire to know ascension, it is important for you to acknowledge that already you are on the path of ascension. Already you are ascending. Otherwise, you would not have felt the call to be here with ones of like mind, ones of like heart. You would have said, no, I have other things I have to do, responsibilities, reasons that I can't go. Or you would have said, that's too far out for me. And there are many of the brothers and sisters you know well who have said that. That is too far out for me. How do you know that's true? How can one Jesus who lived so many years ago, was crucified, dead and buried, and arose again, how, if he has ascended to the Father, how can he speak with you now? You are the most wonderful fool, they say to you. You have a trusting heart, but you're not using your head. That has been spoken to you, and yet your heart has said, I know that I must go and be in that company. I know that I will hear just what I need to hear as the catalyst for the next revelation for me. And so you have made trek once again to be in this company. And you are already knowing ascension because you have been throwing off the shackles of old belief patterns which others have said, well, that is good enough for me. Why would you want to change it? Why would you want to rock the boat? And you say, because it feels so good to know adventure. Why do you do whitewater rafting? Why do you do the most wonderful you call bungee jumping? Why do you do the roller coaster? You get a certain rush. And you come alive, and you say, oh my God, thank goodness I survived all that. That was great, let's do it again. You get a rush of being alive. You are the adventurers. You are the ones who are willing to take chances. You are the ones who are willing to go a bit off of the beaten path to see what beautiful flower grows just off of the beaten path. What wonderful creation there is to the side of the road, and so many of the brothers and sisters go with the eyes just very much in the blinders, just straight ahead. But you have said, well, I want to know what is here, I want to know what is there. What does that road, what does it take me to? And off you have gone. A wealth of experience and expression and a legacy for ones who will follow. Many of the brothers and sisters in this day and time are feeling a stirring deep within them. They don't know what it is about, but they are seeking, they are wanting to know, what more is there? Especially ones who have fulfilled certain stages of lifetime, and they begin to look at the individual legacy. They begin to look at mortality of body. And they want to know, what is it all about? And so they seek in certain established belief systems for the living water. And they do not find it in the old belief system, which is dying, because you have decreed that it will. You have decreed that it is dying because you want to move on to something else. Not a value judgment there, but it's just a part of the process of the adventurer which you are. collectively and individually. And so they are seeking within the old belief structures, established structures. They are seeking to express their creativity in many ways that are not loving, harmonious. They are seeking to know healing of old wounds. And yet they do not know where to find that which they seek. They do not know or yet believe or remember that in truth that which they seek they already are. The love that heals all. So they watch you. They do not speak to you that they watch you, but you as a movement. Now, some friends, of course, will watch you as individuals, yes. But also there is a movement, a wave of consciousness, which as you will look back in certain decades just previous to this time, you have seen much of awareness that has been growing within the collective consciousness. A change, a reverence for life, and a valuing of life form. It has come out in many different ways. There is a wave of consciousness started by you, because you have been willing to expand the blinders, to open them up, to see what else there could be, and to come from the place of the heart that gives love, reverence, value to all life. So there have been, in just the few decades prior to now, much of a growing awareness and change within the collective consciousness. And this is accelerating because it builds upon itself. And it is the legacy that you are willing to live and then to leave for others, to follow in your footsteps. It is powerful. Ascension, as you have had desire to know and to speak about that and to experience that in these days we are together, it is part, the most powerful part, of reclaiming and remembering the Christos, the divine self, that you are not separate from. There is an acknowledgement within the collective consciousness. You and many of the brothers and sisters who have been willing to look beyond old paradigm of belief, there is a wave of awareness that says, I am here doing what I am doing. But there's more of me. There is a higher self of me. And you have acknowledged that there is a higher self, an expanded self. I choose to speak of it as expanded self rather than higher, because that sets everything into levels, and once you start doing levels, you do value judgment. And in truth, there is not a value judgment. There is just expansion of awareness. So there is an expanded self of you. And there is a growing awareness of the expanded self. And a growing trust that I can access the expanded self. The wisdom of the ages. The wisdom of the greater expanded self of me. I can access that. And it will give me guidance. Nurturance in times when I ask for comfort. It is there. What you are doing with the ascension is moving past small point, specific point of focus into that place of expanded awareness of self. And already in this day, you have had moments of ascension. When you add them all up, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. In other words, as you will be adding one revelation upon another revelation of ascension, one choice that says, I will look at the divine order in this, I will look for new meaning in this, and the next time you are willing to do the same, they build, all of those times, build upon each other to the place where there comes an integration into the whole which is greater than any of the individual parts as you would be adding them up. There is a certain, you call it chemistry, I suppose, that happens. That is what you are moving towards. And what I have seen in this day even, as we have spoken last evening of ascension, I have seen ascension on your parts, as you would claim today, not to be held by old paradigms, not to be held by old belief systems, or what society has taught you to be truth, what the parents, what the peers have said to be truth, not even what you have told yourself to be truth. But you have asked, how can I see this in a new light? And in that moment, you have ascended out of the density that you were in previous to that. And it will seem to be, perhaps, the small steps like the onion skin. And yet what happens if you begin to peel an onion skin layer one after another, after another, after another? Pretty soon, you can see what has happened. And as we spoke last evening, if you look back, even a year's time from this day, you can see how your thinking, your belief, your self-image has changed. That is ascension in itself. So what I have come to speak with you in this evening is, first of all, to give you a progress report and to say that you are doing very well with it, even though separated ego will say, well, I expected that if you are going to be so spiritual and you are going to know ascension, I expected that there would be this great poof of revelation. That is not to say that that won't happen. But separated ego loves to bring up for you all of the hidden beliefs that you have, to bring them right out in front of you so that you cannot ignore them any longer. So my purpose in this evening has been to speak to you a progress report, and also to bring to your awareness that what you do is no small thing. It is in truth a legacy. It is in truth going where others have hesitated to go. And yet, at the level where there is no separation, they are cheering you on and say, yes, please do it, because I want to know what you are finding out. Now, there is one who has been wanting to speak with you. I will give over the remainder of the time to this one. But I would suggest that since some of the bodies are getting a bit sluggish, there needs to be a bit of the refreshing. So we will take what you call a break, and yet there is no break. And then we will come back together again. So be it.